half hour of trading this morning. Stocks are pushing higher after initially dropping at the opening bell. Right now, the Dow Jones ahead by 46 points. The NASDAQ also higher, up by 4 points, and the S&P 500 is better by 2.5 after a shortened holiday trading session on Friday where stocks also saw gains. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and how are you on this Monday after Thanksgiving here on KCNR 1460?
Welcome. It's amazing how we have to retrain ourselves. Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 27th of November after Thanksgiving, making the run less than a month to Christmas. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, and I hope everybody's doing well. Good morning, Bad Bob. You survived.
Clearly, you have taken your chipper pills.
Whoa, I am back, and I am ready.
Your chipper pills.
My chipper.
Hey, when you've been through what we've been through in the last... Can you turn me up just a little bit there in my...
Turn you on?
Don't have to worry about that. Yeah, turn me up just a little
sure.
bit. Hey, before we go anywhere, weather, 48 degrees in the downtown studios. What number am I at with my headphones? Here we go. 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Slight chance of showers and mostly sunny day with highs of 60. Then lows of 43. Our highs will be 59 tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with our lows of 43. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with our high of 61. And... as we move into Thursday, high near 65. Friday, partly sunny. Saturday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high of 55. And Sunday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 53. You know, could you believe the weather in the last 2 days? The weather front has been amazing. Bob, do you know how many inches of rain we've had?
I can look that up on the official sites. I know unofficially my rain gauge, which I last changed on Wednesday, is indicating just shy of 2 inches. So.
Wow.
Yeah. That's on the... Now, the west side foothills traditionally get a little more rain due to what's called orographics than the plains areas. So we'll check what the official rain gauge out at Reading Muni says.
Well, we drove down to Sacramento to drive out on with our rental car because my Jeep, once again, is in the front end, is in the shop. So if you see me driving around in an orange Jeep, it is a rental. And so we drove down Monday, and it rained the entire way down before we took our flight. Now, we did the cheapo way and bought our tickets on Priceline. And I was so worried because they kept changing the time, the flight times. But we had the most wonderful, seamless flight there on Delta, which is nice because it has leg room.
Did William Shatner meet you at the gate? That's an old ad campaign.
Was he a Delta spokesperson?
No, he was a Priceline spokesperson.
Okay. I'm sorry. Past that. Yeah, that's right. But actually, it was really seamless. I'm pleasantly surprised. On the way back, however, and we have lots to tell you about and share with you about our trip. We hope if we have any Thanksgiving, blooper stories this morning. Now it's the time to talk about. Do you have to let off a little bit of steam to talk about what happened over your Thanksgiving weekend? Well, we have a couple doozies in there. But on the way back, speaking just about flights, Carl, if you have anything you'd add in here. When we got back, we were flying from, we had a 3-hour layover. Well, it wasn't so bad. We flew from Albuquerque into LAX, 3-hour layover, not a big deal. Couldn't do that. And then when we got on our flight, which was on time from LAX to Sacramento, it was going to be like an hour flight maybe, the stewardess said to us on the plane through the speaker that, and it was the most beautiful, I could see the Hollywood sign, I loved looking over the clearest skies, and she comes over the speaker and she says, due to an unusual weather pattern, the Sacramento Airport fog bank, we are going to divert to San Francisco because we don't have enough fuel to circle. And we would like to, err on the side of caution. So they did. We ended up, I looked at Carl and said, now how many people really think that's true? Because we kept thinking they were going to go, pa-dum-pup. We kept thinking they were going to make a joke. But no, we diverted to San Francisco because there was actually at that point, there was a big fog bank. And this would have been like, oh, I guess 10 o'clock? I mean, it was 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Usually the fog wears off. Now, I grew up in Sacramento, so I know that there's unusual heavy Thule fog.
Thule fog. Oh,
terrible.
They built the airport in a place where there's fog.
Yeah. So anyway, she diverted the flight. We're all looking. People weren't really restless or ticked off because she came on and said, I made an executive decision. We didn't have enough fuel to fly in circles and wait for when in the landing pattern. So we're here to fill up. And we thought, you know what? I would much rather be safe than sorry. You know, have somebody say.
They dispatched us without.
Yeah, we stayed on the plane.
Enough fuel to circle for hours.
I'm texting my parents, going, okay, and you're not going to believe this one.
And I'm like, well, okay. And she was, I mean, you know, she was very competent, and the staff was cool. I mean, it was, you know what? We did not, we just trotted through TSA. We had no waits. The people that were traveling, everybody was kind of really cool. You didn't have anybody acting really strange. And as far as the trip goes and the security, coming back Friday into Sacramento International Airport was almost surreal. We get off the plane. We're walking through. TSA is over there playing ping pong on the in the security area. And I'm being, you know, a little facetious here, because there's nobody coming. There's nobody there. There's absolutely nobody coming through security. No lines. People are sitting there. They're chit-chatting to each other. And I go by the guys as you walk out to make sure you don't come back in. I said, well, thanks for clearing the area for us. And he goes, yeah, we heard you were coming in. So we just stopped all traffic here in Sacramento. And I mean, but that, did it look like that? Did you see one person? Not one person was going through TSA in the Delta, United, all that area over there. So, I mean, you figure out how many people does that place push through, but not Friday at noon. Weird.
Okay.
In addition, the Black Friday deluge of people showing up at the stores was much reduced this year. In fact, there were stories about stores that were practically empty for the usual Black Friday insanity when 10,000 people show up for three TVs.
Well, that's because we've been studying this, and there's Cyber Monday today, and Black Friday happened, well, 2 weeks before Black Friday.
Well, it did. Things started on Monday of last week. But, you know, are a lot of people just buying things online instead of, you know what? And all the insanity is not over. Okay, you had to have the obligatory fights in Kmart or Walmart. And people hanging on to each of this object, whatever it was. And ladies pushing each other, punching at each other. Now, we're leaving Albuquerque and Cabela's. Has a sale that starts at, I think it was at 5 a.m., goes for 6 hours. Now, this is Cabela's. The parking lot is absolutely full.
On the way.
I mean, we're on our way to the airport at 5 in the morning, and Cabela's parking lot is full. And I'm picturing in there, and what's on sale? Guns, ammo, other things. And I'm thinking to myself, I bet this won't be like Walmart where two people get in a fist fight over a doll. These are guys going in there to buy guns, and probably half of them are already carrying guns. I just can't imagine that they're going to be, you know, impolite to each other.
The armed society is a polite society.
I mean, you can't believe how many people were there. I mean, it was crazy. The whole place, I mean, it was just, I mean, it was totally surrounded like it was Super Bowl. It was like a Super Bowl. It was like, and you're driving by, and they're lined up trying to get into the parking lot. This is Cabela's on Friday morning.
At 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock.
Okay, before we take a break here, I want to thank, of course, Trish Clark for sitting in for us, and Maria Salas and Vince Stevenson, thank you as well. And we want to also do a shout-out because last night we went to – yesterday afternoon for the 2 o'clock matinee, we went to Cascade Christmas, which was wonderful. And we'll talk more about our New Mexico
trip. It was huge.
Yeah. And what it is to come home to our Sleep Number bed. Like, hallelujah. Can we hear it?
Hallelujah. have a little amen there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
And,
really?
And how urgent care is handled in Albuquerque as opposed to here in Redding. We'll be right back after these messages. I hope everybody had just a wonderful weekend, and we'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As the new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460, downtown Redding. Welcome back, everybody. Seeger. I love that. You know what? That was one of my favorite songs when I was growing up.
Yes, indeed. Same here.
65, I was 17. 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here. November the 27th, less than a month to Christmas. 48 degrees out there, going up to 60 today. Off and on rains. It's going to be kind of cool for the rest of the week. That means you've got less than a month, guys, for Christmas shopping. To be exact, you have probably, 23 days or 24 days of shopping left, as most of you will do. Go shop up to the last day. Hey, you know one of the things about when you come back from 5 days away, is that you get back home and you know everything, trying to get everything back to normal. The one big thing is we got a gift when we got back home.
We did. The gift of sleep.
The gift of sleep. That's right. One of us had been injured and was was still trying to recover from that over the week that we were gone. And when he got back to the bed where he could adjust the bed to a different type of firmness, it felt a lot better last night. Slept great. You know, the bed is so good that even if you don't adjust it, you still sleep real good. You know, Sleep Number. And it is. Just think about this. Giving this.
The best gift for Christmas, I'll tell you that.
And it goes on and on and on and on.
I think we could just drive around with our Sleep Number in the back of the car.
That's right.
Take wherever we're going here, bringing our bed with us.
It's funny because it's good for both of you. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart. They actually automatically adjust. So you both stay sleeping comfortably through the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. You know, any snoring that goes on in our bed, I get smacked on the top of the head, and that stops it. That's our adjustment.
No, Snooki puts her paw over your face.
That's what it is. Hey, they cost about the same as a traditional mattress, but last twice as long, and over 90% of the people recommend that own them, recommend them. We do. This week only, save $800 on a final clearance of the Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology. It ends Monday. You only find Sleep Number at the Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center. Head on down. Okay, quickly, you know, before I left, I had injured my back, you know, somehow. It wasn't like lifting anything heavy. It was just kind of like moving around weird. But it was feeling okay. I mean, there's something you can handle. When I got down there, I got a muscle relaxant and all that. My daughter, who the nurse, and my wife, the medical practitioner, said, hey, why don't you just get a massage? So we went to this place.
This
to get a massage.
Really good, you guys. It's called, I want to say back rubs, but that's not
it. No,
it's called
Massage Envy.
Massage Envy.
It's the largest national chain, which, by the way, is under investigations for over 189 sexual assault cases. I just found that one out, too, because
really?
I just looked into it. Anyway, so I go down to this place.
Really?
And I get a massage, you know, to kind of like stretch the back. Needless to say, it did such a good job, I couldn't move. The pain was just fantastic. I can't even begin to tell you how great the pain was. It was so good that, you know, Linda's in there says, buck up. Just get up, because I was hard getting up. Moving. It was just difficult moving.
Get up, Marine!
That was it. Get up, Marine. And I'm like, okay. You know, so
I did not say that. Under my breath, I did.
Under her breath. Yeah, no, she lays.
Terrible.
She comes in and she's, I can just hear her. She's on my back, which is, that really helps. And says, now you'll be okay. So we go down to.
I'm a sick sense of humor.
So once I, you know, once I'm standing, I can move around. So I move. We go down to urgent care.
You guys, now, I think he has a sleep disc. He may have to go to emergency. I'm like, what?
And I'm like, I just need to get someplace. So I went. We went to urgent care in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Now, when you go to urgent care here, you know, they're good. They, you know, don't misunderstand me. They are good. Now, this is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving, right? But when you go to urgent care here, now I don't know what it was like the Wednesday here before Thanksgiving, but it's always full. I mean, you've always got to wait and all this. Well, I went there and I walked in. The girl said, was nice, took my name, takes your insurance. She says, sit down. 2 minutes later, these two other physicians, assistants or medical personnel come in. They come get me. They take my blood pressure, and then here comes the PA or the nurse practitioner. I'm not sure what she was. She comes in. She says, oh, we're probably going to do an X-ray of your back just to make sure, but I'm going to give you the shot of something that's called, what was it, Toranol or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Torval.
Torval for the pain. Let me tell you, getting a shot of Torval is like somebody's injecting peanut butter into you. I mean, it is... It is intense, but guess what? This stuff works. This works so well. You want to go out and start doing pull-ups and bouncing around. Bottom line, that and
prednisone.
They gave me
that
for 5 days. And you know what? Today, I'm feeling great and have been. And the thing about it is that... It was all handled. It was handled quickly. It was, I mean, walk in, walk out. And it was Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then they called me on Friday to tell me my back wasn't fractured, which I thought was cool.
Right. And we flew, and I'm sure you're going to follow up on it now. But anyway, the stories of what it is when you take a trip, you just never know.
It doesn't stop.
It just doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, let's go on and see what things are
going on. Of
course,
airline seats are so good for your back.
Well, you know what?
And
here we go again.
Driving in the rain from Redding to Sacramento and then have like a long flight. It was a long flight.
It was, you know, on that Friday, too, after the show, you went down to Beale to get a new ID card since, you know, the stuff was stolen.
And stopped in a wonderful Yuba City DMV to get your driver's license on the way back.
An hour and a half wait. Nobody was crazy in there. You know, is it just me? Or are the only people that are crazy in our world around us is the press and the media?
Or they live in Redding.
Are they, I mean, is it just the press and media that are just crazy now? Because we've been going to places where people should be crazy. I mean, you're talking about an Air Force base. Not they shouldn't be crazy, but they're, you know, maybe intense, and they weren't. You go to the DMV on a Friday. All these people are in there. Everybody's really cool. You're traveling on Thanksgiving week. Everybody's cool. The TSA's cool. The passengers are cool. The flight crews are cool. I mean, everybody is just...
Well, we were
like... Everybody was just laid back. Or is it just us?
I'm sensing a almost global exhaustion.
Oh, no, I agree with
that. Well, I think you're right. I think we, the people, are weary, are absolutely weary of this crazed, you know, cut your wrist, slash your throat press. That everything is an emergency. That, you know,
if it bleeds, it leads, baby.
A study shows that 50% of the people, 48% of the people, believe the press. 52% have no confidence at all. Not some, but none. No confidence at all in the press. I think that the press has pushed the envelope so hard on Trump, not realizing he's got another 3 years. They're not going to get him impeached. That's not going to happen. He's going to continue putting people into the Supreme Court, which makes him crazy, and all the lower courts. But you know what, press? Take a step back. Take a deep breath. People are tired of this. You know, it's such a feeding frenzy when you watch TV, but then you get out into the real world. You know what? People are pretty cool with each other. You know, I mean, it was just, I mean, when you go out and you have a pleasant, like Thanksgiving, Bob, for you.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
The food was good.
Food was good. Okay, that tells me that perhaps it could have been pleasanter, you might say. But, no, I mean, we've got Christmas coming on. We have Thanksgiving, which is, by the way, my favorite holiday by far.
Is it really?
Oh, by far my favorite holiday.
Why? Yeah, I
mean,
like
I'm
it. I prefer it to Christmas.
You. Why?
Well, I tell you why. Because you have family around you. You're sitting down, you're talking, you're enjoying each other. We saw the grandkids, we saw our kids. You know,
you had to entertain and to clean and to do the dishes and set the table and cook the meal, would it have been as I want to know from somebody who sat back, we were completely entertained. We were not allowed to be in the kitchen.
Yes, because we've done that before, and Thanksgiving is still my favorite holiday because there's no gifts giving there. The only gift you give is of yourself and the only gift you get is of other people's, you know, love and wanting to be together. I mean, when you think about it, that's what it's about. And it doesn't make any difference if you have turkey or a Big Mac. It doesn't. It doesn't make any difference. If you're there with your family, you're there sharing. And being able to share and sit there and play basketball with my grandson, you know, go out there and play with him, play horse.
With the bad
back, but, you know, that's okay. It was a low backboard, so I could, you know, I could reach up and dunk, you know, so I didn't have to move a lot. But to be able to see there and to watch my son-in-law, who is just a fine young man, and his brother cook everything from scratch, from butternut squash soup to the beans to the everything was from scratch, including the cranberry sauce. These guys did it and then finished up with Phil, who's his brother, who's going through EMT school and wants to get through nursing school, cooks a
what is that, a cheesecake.
Bakes a cheesecake.
Bakes
from
a cheesecake from scratch
now you're
for
talking
dessert.
Real language.
Yeah. So, I mean.
It was all, just so, the love behind
so,
it was what
yeah,
was great.
I think that's it. Yeah. When you've got your family around you and you're holding hands, you have the blessing, and everybody's just in a love
right.
with each other, that it is, it's fantastic.
And the patriarch, you know, being the patriarch and seeing that the kids are doing really well is just a yeah. feeling you can't put into words.
And then we come home and we go over to your parents' house on Friday night and we have dinner with your parents, kind of a day after Thanksgiving dinner with your parents and your brother and sister-in-law.
Came over
and another great night.
That was
night.
Another love.
It was another love
great
fest.
Thing.
So, yeah, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
And we think
there's
about
no
those.
There's no presents. There's no things about, oh, gosh, I got to get somebody this or that. It's just being
right.
with people.
And we and think then, about those people who weren't fortunate enough to maybe be with friends or family, and those who have maybe lost people this year. It's a very, it's a time of reflection when you go through the holidays. It's a sadness, too, because
yeah.
you think of that person that or those people who have passed, and they're it's just the physical being of them. Physical presence of them not there that's a sadness. So you pray for, you know, that just why you have today, be grateful for what you have, the blessings for what you have now.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know, SST Oil, been in the business for 50 years. You know, the one thing is when you travel and you've got a SST fuel card, it's good in 57,000 places. That's all over the United States, and we used it, and it works everywhere, SST Oil. Not only that, but you can advertise on their trucks. There are so many different things. You know, of course, when it gets to heating oil, it's getting to be 41 tonight. It's going to be colder up in other places, and this is what they do. They take care of you. They operate in 5 different states. SST Oil, employee-owned, good people. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
A salute to the media.
Dirty Laundry. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 27th of November. 48 degrees, going up to 60 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
No, that song reminds me of my grandmother, who was Croatian and moved, you know, came over on the boat, and her family ended up in Iowa working the coal mines. Mary, my grandfather, was a coal miner, and she was, you know, spoke broken English. She spoke English with an accent. She used to tell my mother, because my mother, she died when I was three, don't tell anybody your business. The neighbors are nosy, and they're going to dig into your life, and they don't need to know anything, because they'll just make it worse than it is. So my mom's never really been one to really visit a lot with the neighbors and let them in on her life, you know? Because her grandmother, or her mother, excuse me, was like that. That reminds me of the Dirty Laundry and how nosy. We have great neighbors, so this is not anything. But I mean, if you've been in a neighborhood, you've traveled around a lot where you've got maybe a pestering or a nosy neighbor who will start rumors, and that's all they've got to do.
We don't need that anymore. We have Facebook.
Are you kidding?
People air their own stuff.
People do it to themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of something, though, that are neighbors, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Of course, their latest branch that opened is 1845 California Street. But here's your neighbors out doing something for you. They're running the bank. They're giving super customer service, and they want you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Good people down there. Okay, Bob, Cyber Monday. What the heck is Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday is a term that was actually created about 10 years ago, and it refers to the fact that when online shopping was just getting underway, when people would get back to work, where they often had a much better computer at that time, where they had a better computer than at home, during breaks, hopefully, they would get online and start ordering things from the then very new company of Amazon and eBay especially, to start doing their shopping. And it was noticed that more and more sales started growing on this Monday, and of course that was when we were talking about the information superhighway and Al Gore was taking the credit for the whole thing, stuff like that. So it has grown since into an event of its own. Wikipedia describes it as a holiday date, but a lot of online retailers see that as their big day. And of course, Black Friday refers to when you make your profit, when your ink on your ledger turns black instead of red, which shows a deficit. That's when you make the change. So Cyber Monday is an extension of Black Friday. Of course, the dates have spread out so much to where it's not quite as meaningful
emails all
week. Everybody's trying
since
to jump
last
the gun.
Week, since last week, Black Monday starts today on the Monday before Black Friday.
Right.
I mean, it will go through next Monday.
And with that, along with that thought process, is that we have what are they calling the jingle bandits, the people who steal the packages. So along with Cyber Monday, maybe if you have a place of employment or it goes to the post office box. I mean, I know the treasure of ordering online is that things come to your door. But I recently heard a story about a woman and her child. Did you hear this, Carl?
Yeah, I heard this the other day.
They were following a UPS truck, and when the UPS truck would take off, the little girl, they would stop in front of the house where they just dropped off the box, and the little girl was getting out of the car, grabbing the box.
Running up and getting the box.
And running back into the car.
A reverse Santa.
A reverse Santa. Yeah. And you know what? We've seen that. We saw that last year right here in Reading, and I think they caught the guy that did it, because they come. This is how brazen they are. They come up, and there's a camera there, and they look into the camera.
They wave at the camera.
And they pick up the package and leave because they know nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, wait
there
a minute.
There are no consequences.
It's Monday, and I am already starting to ramp up after a beautiful
four
or 5 days off. No, no, I will not ramp up on this one, but I will.
You want to ramp up on what's happened
I will in a minute here. But this is just something people need to know, is that if you have packages coming, there's people out there.
Well, you just had your wallet stolen from the car, which means that I feel like they were watching.
Well, you know what? No, that what it tells me is that they must come in and check that car a lot more. And we have those security lights, which kind of bothers me that the dog's not barking and it doesn't wake me up. That because I can't imagine they come in there and do it every night, but maybe they do, or maybe they come in once a week and check, and it just happened to be the bad day. Anyway, while we were gone, we always have somebody at our house. And the girl at our house was driving a different car, and she's accosted by a person. It turns out to be our next door neighbor. Says, "Who are you?" Or she says, "Are you Victoria?" And Victoria said, "Well, yes." And it was our next door neighbor,
which is great.
Neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch. She says, "I just wanted to make sure because you know." Our neighbor, you know, we've got great neighbors.
Victoria's driving a new car.
Do.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're so blessed because there's nothing worse than having a good neighbor. Okay, this week. Number one, Conyers steps down from Judiciary Committee leadership.
Okay, John Conyers, a icon of the House.
Democrat.
He's a Democrat. He's 88 years old. He has led, I think, the Black Caucus. He's done all these. He's been accused of and paying $27,000 for a woman to go away with a sexual harassment case that he denied, and then came back out later and said, "Well, okay, yeah, that's true." Nancy Pelosi said
he deserved due process.
He deserves due process. Now, what she just said is he deserves. People that are accused, he and Al Franken deserve due process. So what she just said is that Roy Moore, who's running for Senate down in Alabama, deserves due process. Just because you're accused doesn't mean it's true, and you should have due process. Thank you, Nancy. Nancy just sealed her fate.
Let's just finish because we want to read exactly what was said. He deserved due process, but his status as a civil rights icon was not a license for harassment.
Right.
Was that reported in the news, that part?
Yeah, it may have been. But the part is that he deserves due process. And he does. He deserves due process just like everybody else. However, they're out there hanging Roy Moore in effigy. Well, they'd like to hang him, personally, probably, for the same type of things. Now, the whole bottom line on this is that he and Al Franken and all these, I think it's up to over 100 men have been accused of sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape. The Los Angeles Police Department's got something like 16 cases open right now, criminal cases on big name stars accused of rape and sexual assault.
Okay, number two, battle over control of federal consumer watchdog heads to court.
Okay, now, see, this is the head of the agency there was
Leandra English.
Well, it was appointed by Obama. When he resigned Friday, he assigned his deputy as the new head of the agency. Well, he can't do that. That's up to Trump. Trump said, you know, under, if you look at it through the legal side of it and through the way it is that, or the way that the law is written, is
Dodd-Frank financial reform.
Well, they're saying, oh, no, the president can't. Well, yes, the president can. Their own legal counsels within the agency said he could. So he's appointed somebody. Well, this is a battle. And it's strictly over the fact is, oh, no, no, we don't want one of Trump's people in there. Well, Trump's guy is going to be, you know, the one he's named for this program is going to be okayed this week. It's just another way for the Democrats to try to slow down Trump's movement forward.
And with that, the Justice Department said the fact that the Dodd-Frank says the deputy director can serve as acting director does not override the president's authority under the 1998 Vacancies Reform Act.
Yeah.
Trump has expressed eagerness to rein in the bureau, which Republicans complain has been too aggressive towards banks.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Franken returns to work, embarrassed, ashamed.
You know what? Al Franken, you're toast, buddy. Just leave. Again, I know, due process, but you know why they want him to stay there? They don't want him to leave because that's one less vote against the tax bill or anything else. If it had been a Republican, the Democrats would have been, you know, screaming that he was gone, that he wouldn't be able to vote because he's a sexual assaulter. He's got, you know what, and this is how stupid Franken is. He has himself photographed. No, this is how stupid Al Franken is. He has himself photographed sexually assaulting a woman, putting his hands over her breast. You know, on a military transport plane, he has himself photographed
smugging for the camera
with this smirky little grin on his face. I mean, come on. And then they've got another photo of him with his hand on a woman's breast on TV. And he's, you know, joking. And the whole thing, you know, so it's kind of like, yeah, Al Franken is an idiot. And, you know, for him to be, you know, he's taking this high road. Oh, this is just terrible. This is just terrible. And then guess what, Al? You got caught. Al has changed. Hmm. We need to take a break here. Hey, things are heating up, but not here.
I'm hearing
in
Jim Baker.
Reading. Not here in Reading. And because of that, how is your heater working? Is your heater working at its peak proficiency? Probably not. Not unless Alliance Heating and Air is taking a look at it. Give Martin a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org because your furnace will not be working at its peak proficiency, saving you money on electricity and making sure that the filters are clean and everything else unless you've called Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. We'll be right back after these messages with more about things that you should probably know for this week.
Blackroof country, no gold payments, tired starlings. Silver horses, brown down moonbeam in your dark eyes.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holiday sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Monday after Thanksgiving. It's the 26th of November, currently 27th. Sorry.
Only reason I said that is because that just gives us one less day for Christmas shopping.
Thank you
not
very
that we're going to get it.
I don't know why I was typing in 26. But that commercial was conservative flaunt. We like to get the fire rolling here. You know, I'm wondering if over Thanksgiving, was it calm or did anybody get into a meltdown over politics, religion, the president, Roy Moore?
68% of the people out there, when they did a survey, said that they were really concerned about going home for Thanksgiving because of political problems. You know, they were going to be talking politics and that it was going to be a nasty, it was going to turn nasty. So there was even a, there was some stuff coming out from the progressive side talking about if, you know, how to handle it if you have people there that are very conservative that like Trump. And then, you know, it says, these are questions you should ask, and these are things you should say, and this is how you should say it, you know, to people so that you can say, "Is really, well, why do you think he's that good? Or, oh, really? Then why do you really believe that?" And then you can, you know, go from there. we didn't have that question.
Well, because, you know, pretty much everybody in our immediate family is pretty like-minded. I would love to hear, we would love to hear, you can give us a call this morning, you can even change your name. We'd love to hear from you, you know, if you did have, you know, if you did have a conversation, if everybody kept it polite, or if you went at it, if you felt like it was intelligent, because, you know, you have to respect other people's opinions. I mean, try to be cordial over Thanksgiving, which is about us all coming together.
So you frequently break bread with people who, to put it mildly, are your political opposites.
Totally,
and it remains a civil discourse.
And they and a particular couple recently reached out to say, "Can we have an evening that is about coming together? That's not over a dinner. It's not over anything like that. It's about we will have dinner, but we really want to talk about opposite sides of our political, how we look at things, but do it in a way that's we're not going to yell each other down. We really want to talk openly about this."
Well, it does, and they've
and
invited.
I think that's intelligent.
Well, and it's a group of liberal, more I guess you would say progressives, who invited myself and you, and then I think another couple, just
that
so
we know
could,
of.
That we know of. It could be more than that.
Mm-hmm.
To discuss
why. You feel that way. Or
why you feel that way, or you know, that, you know, I just because you feel that the Democrat Party is the savior of the country, why I don't, and why I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that, you know, frankly, I think both sides of us, we're both getting the dark end of the stick here, the smelly end of the stick,
well,
with the people that we have representing us out there, and both the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, frankly, you know, I can probably find a lot of things that with Democrats that I agree with and that they agree with me, and the main thing is moving our country forward. But I think both sides are not being well served by our elected representatives.
With the parade of guests that have come through this
Jeez.
Very studio, you have found more common ground
oh, yeah.
than opposition on any number of issues. And people who immediately dismiss the station as, you know, right-wing pissed off white guys, which I have heard thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't true.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we've got people like, we've got Laura Ingraham, but she's a woman. We have Dave Ramsey, who is totally
non-political.
Well, he may be political, but he doesn't come out in his show, but he talks about his whole thing is being, you know, is becoming wealthy and paying down your debt. And then, of course, Mark Levin, who has targets on both sides. We have a number of shows on the weekends that go different directions. But here's the thing is, I got a email from somebody that wants to do a show on global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, absolutely. I want, you know, inviting him on to come on. You know, he's a firm, you know, he believes that global warming is going to end the world as we know it. Or it can have an effect on the world as we know it, and wants to talk about that. That's great. Last week they had Gary Hayward came on and talked about the new casino, and the people that are opposing the casino came right to me with an email, said, "We'd like to give our side of it." And I said, "Give me a call today after the show, and we're going to set up time for that." Mm-hmm. So they can present their side of it, because, I mean, we're here in a community that, for us, we try really hard not to take sides, you know, so that we can get both sides on the air. That's why we don't endorse people.
When we call ourselves the town hall of the airwaves, that isn't just a slogan.
No, we mean that.
And I can say that from the very get-go after darn near 10 years at this.
Over 3,000 guests and counting.
Trump repeats criticism of embattled Roy Moore's opponent.
Well, you know,
Trump continued to urge voters to reject Democrat Doug Jones, who's running against beleaguered former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore in a special election for one of Alabama's Senate seats.
Well, the Democrats are saying, don't do anything. Don't say anything. Beleaguered. Told her, don't go down there. Don't try to help this guy, because, you know, Roy Moore will destroy himself. But I think you're going to find is that right now the Alabama people, the population under the voters, have got him like 8 or 9 points ahead. So, you know, they don't believe and here's the thing. Here's where the media, they're talking to themselves in New York or L.A. or San Francisco. They just talk to themselves. They are a self-licking ice cream cone again. Because they're not talking, they have totally lost contact with middle America, with flyover America, with southern America, with the east of the freeway of the, you know, of the I-5 America. They've lost contact with us, because we, frankly, at this point, you know what? You've gone so crazy and you found out to have been making so many mistakes over everything you're doing because of your hatred for conservatives. you know, and Trump and anybody else that just is touched by him, his family, his kids. You go after his 12-year-old child. I mean, come on. You guys are such a bunch of snakes out there, and girls are snakeettes, that, you know, that, you know, going after Roy Moore means nothing. You could say that Roy Moore was caught in a KKK costume and a photograph, and, you know, frankly, most of America would not believe you because you have lied so much. So, guess what? Say what you want. It's that voters in Alabama that are going to make the decision.
Yeah. Words have become just such weapons. A custom motorcycle company called Confederate Motors is bowing to pressure to change their name. Now, a confederation is a form of government. But because the word has taken on a certain meaning to certain people, the name has now become dirty. What's next? Does the Confederate Air Force have to ground all their planes and repaint them?
Yes. And also, the there's a in Atlanta, it's Confederate Avenue, which is one of the major thoroughfares, it goes for a mile and a half through Atlanta, is now going to probably get its name changed. Statues down there are having other things added to them. You know, like, you know, it put things more in context, and I can understand. Okay, fine, put things in context. Yeah, you probably need to, but they're saying you can't do that on street signs. So they're changing the names of street signs from Confederate war heroes and generals to other things. And on this one, it would be from Confederacy, it would be something else, whatever they decided they wanted to make it. But that's the battle that's going on now. Mm. Now, meanwhile, all the small business owners along that route are going, you're going to do what? You're going to change a name because of what? And these are black and white business owners because of how much it's going to cost them.
To change their letterhead.
To change their letterhead. Everything.
The name.
Everything is going to.
Legal documents.
Oh, legal documents. Legal, yes. Everything is going to. Do you know what you're doing? Anyway, hey, when we come back, what's riling you? Let's get started off this week with what's going on. And give us a call as soon as we get back at 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Lawmakers have returned to the U.S. Capitol after their Thanksgiving break, and there's a long to-do list, including tax reform and passing a new budget to avert a government shutdown. Among those back on Capitol Hill this morning is Senator Al Franken, who's facing allegations of sexual misconduct.
The Minnesota Democrat granted interviews with his home state media outlets over the weekend, the first since allegations of sexual misconduct. Senator Franken has apologized for an incident involving a woman who alleges he forcibly kissed her on a USO tour and that he took a sexually suggestive photo of her showing him groping her while she was sleeping on a military aircraft. While those incidents occurred before Franken became a U.S. senator, three other women allege he groped them while posing for photos during campaign events. Franken has said he doesn't remember those photo incidents, but he does say, quoting here, "I can't say I haven't done that." Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Meanwhile, Michigan Congressman John Conyers is stepping aside as the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee after being accused of sexual misconduct. Correspondent Jeremy House reports that Americans bought new homes in October at the fastest pace in a decade.
The Commerce Department says new home sales last month rose by 6.2% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 685,000. That marks a third straight monthly gain. Many buyers are turning to new construction because there's a shrinking supply of existing homes for sale. The lack of properties on the market has fueled higher prices.
The average sales price of a new home jumped more than 13% over the past year to just over $400,000. There's a volcano alert in Indonesia. Evacuations around the Mount Agung volcano on Bali. Ash clouds have forced the closure of the international airport there. And Prince Harry and actress Meghan Markle engaged to be married in the spring of 2018. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hair Club has an incredible free offer for our listeners. Stay tuned. Whether you're just starting to lose your hair or you've lost a lot, now is the time to take control and do something about it. To get your free hair loss guide and a free hair analysis when you schedule a complimentary, no-obligation consultation, call 800-368-0920. That's 800-368-0920. With more than 40 years' proven experience and over 500,000 lives transformed,
We at Hair Club are the trusted hair loss experts, offering all proven surgical, non-surgical, and hair regrowth solutions. Plus, call now. When you come in for your consultation for a limited time, you'll even get a set of free hair care products, especially formulated for thinning hair. Call 800-368-0920. That's 800-368-0920 to receive a free hair loss guide and schedule a free hair analysis to receive your free hair care products when you come in for your consultation. Call now.
The nation's retailers are expecting a big turnout online for Cyber Monday today. Britt Beamer is the chairman of America's Research Group.
Our numbers for the weekend showed that of people who shopped on Thursday evening and Friday morning on Black Friday, about 23% of people will shop on Cyber Monday today, and that's up from 18% a year ago.
Beamer says electronics and clothes will be popular items for online shoppers today.
Computers, other smaller electronics, number one. Number two, you see a lot of apparel being bought on Cyber Monday because it's easy to ship.
He says Amazon is going to capture about half of today's Cyber Monday purchases. The FBI says it routinely notifies people and organizations that may be targeted for cyber attacks, but an investigation by the AP finds the agency did not notify U.S. officials about Russian hackers. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Months after the military ended its ban on women in combat, some of the Army's first female infantry recruits continue training, waiting to get into the field.
For 18-year-old Kirsten, it's a chance to prove females belong.
I've grown up with all guys, so I've always wanted to one-up all the guys.
While integration's new for the Army's infantry and armor units, Lieutenant Colonel Sam Edwards says young recruits don't know any different.
They just think that's, you know, the way it's always been.
One morning last month at Georgia's Fort Benning, the females took their place alongside male recruits. Training in the pre-dawn chill and kicking down doors. They're just like every other recruit. And Colonel Kelly Kendrick says that's the way it should be.
I just want to be an infantryman, period.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Dow Jones up 67 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on November the 27th, 2017. The news was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with the best walk-in humidor in the state.
Hey, if you're looking outside right now out of the window, it's currently 48 degrees, but our highs today will be 60. There's a slight chance of showers, and then it's mostly sunny. Right now it looks like it's beautiful and clear out. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 43. Good morning, everybody, on this Monday after Thanksgiving, the 27th of November. Tuesday, mostly sunny with our highs of 59. Tuesday night calls for partly cloudy with low of 43. Wednesday, mostly sunny with our highs of 61. And how's everybody feeling today? Thursday looks like we're sunny with around 65. Friday, sunny with around 61. Saturday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with our high near 55. And then we come to a rainy day on Sunday. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793.
You got a little bitty chip in your windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, then head on down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair because he can fix them. And you know what? It's getting colder. And when it's raining, if it freezes overnight, that little bitty chip could turn into a crack that ruins your windshield. Well, you've got Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business here, is truly from the old school. He can fix that. And if he can't fix that, if that crack is too long, or something else, he's just going to tell you. It's not going to waste your time. It's not going to waste your money. It's Jeff Wurst. He knows what he's doing. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. In fact,
ran down there because I've got little chips in my F-150 that, you know, my truck.
Uh-huh. And on the entertainment front, we want to tell you again that the Cascade Christmas is just a lovely show every year. It's originally, this one is written and produced by Jana Laird. She, of course, you know that she's heading up now as not just general manager, but head of production for both the, I can't think of the Oregon.
The one in Oregon in here,
yeah. And the Cascade Theater here. But so what a wonderful show. It was great. We went there yesterday. Of course, sold out for the matinee. It sold out. If you just get your tickets now, I think there's one more weekend left. And it's just a great family show. Or if you don't have your family around, it's just a great show. It's just wonderful. Go see the Cascade Christmas. Also, this weekend, box office number one, Pixar Coco, leads the box office. Hauled in an estimated $71.2
million. I don't even know what that
debut.
Is. Well, it must be a cartoon.
Animated, earning the top
it's
spot.
It's animated, a CG.
Did you see that? Is it Pixar, the guy that heads up, who was one half of Pixar that started that? Was just quit because of sexual harassment charges?
I don't know, but as far as this show is concerned, let me finish it. Day of the Dead. It's about the Day of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have seen the commercials on that.
And let's see. It's already brought in $53.4 million over 3 weeks in Mexico. Dave Hollis, distribution chief for the Walt Disney Company, Coco easily beats DC comic superhero film Justice League, which dropped into second place with $40.7 million over 3 days and $60 million over the extended holiday weekend.
You went to see that, right?
Went to see Justice League and Thor Ragnarok back-to-back, which is about 6 hours of absolutely immersive.
You mean you went
about
from
5 hours straight.
You mean you went from one movie to the other?
Yeah, yeah.
Same movie house?
Yeah.
Did you pay for both of them?
Yes, we did.
Okay, just
oh, come on.
Because those people have to make a living.
Yeah, but what would you have said if you said, no, we snuck into the other one?
Well, because first of all, you would have never said that. He would have gone, of course, if I had thought he had done something illegal, I would never ask him.
Mixed feelings, though, when a pretty young lady behind the counter said, how old are you? I can give you the senior discount.
And how many? Was that like $1.50?
It was $2 off per ticket.
Oh, well, hey.
Did you tell him yes?
I took it.
Yeah, you, of course. Well, I do. Tuesdays at...
They don't give those to me anymore because I have, you know, I've started looking younger, I think. You know.
One of the stores in town here, Tuesday, I like my senior discount. Let's go to the phone. Sally, thank you for waiting. What's going on?
Oh, gosh, there's so much going on, it sounds like. I just wanted to mention, too, that the Riverfront Playhouse has a good Christmas play going on, A Christmas Carol.
They do.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely that's phenomenal, too.
And our news guy, Chris, is in it.
Chris
and
Gomez.
The gal who takes care of our dogs, Victoria, is in it. Love it.
Oh, wow. Well, I just wanted to let the listeners know that we have bought out two nights at the Christmas Carol, December 13th and 14th, Wednesday and Thursday nights. And the proceeds from the sale of the tickets, which are $25, will go to support the CFR lawsuit. So any of your listeners are interested in joining us on those two nights, buying a ticket from Jan, we'd love to have you join us. So but tonight, I just wanted to let your listeners know that we have no meeting scheduled tonight. We decided to take a break, Thanksgiving break, and we will return on December 4th with Police Chief Roger Moore as our guest speaker. So I wanted to give your listeners a heads up on that.
That's great. Now, how can people donate for the for this lawsuit? And this lawsuit, for people quickly don't know it, is the one that could absolutely lead to equal representation in not only here in Northern California but all over the state and maybe other states.
Yes, they can go to our website at soj51.org, and there's a donate button right at the top of the page. It's a PayPal account, and that's the easiest way to do it.
By the way, I see a lot of SOJ stickers on cars down in Sacramento.
Yeah, we've sold quite a few.
Well, I mean, not just up here. But I mean, I'm talking about down in Sacramento at some of the stores, and you see people driving around with those on down in. I mean, they obviously live down there, but they're supportive.
A lot of green and gold flags up in Siskiyou County.
Oh, but they're everywhere. County. They're everywhere out there.
Everywhere, and they will continue to grow. We've got a lot of big signs up, too, locally. We bought, I think, 12 or 15 of the big 4x8-foot signs, and they're all out there somewhere.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, it's building. On. It's not going away, and we're just waiting for a second court hearing date. We think it will probably happen after the first of the year. So,
well, you know what? Frankly, the idea of equal representation, where we actually have something to say about what happens to us throughout this state, is only fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, you know, frankly, even the Democrats, even a lot of Democrats are feeling the same thing, that there's got to be a better way of doing this. So,
even the Democrats are feeling that
way? I think a lot of the ones when you get east of the freeway, when out there in the Central Valley and that, they're tired of getting, you know, you know what? Their values, and many times those farmers are conservatives, but you know, they could be Democrats, but what they want and what they believe is closer to us than it is the people down in Sacramento. I think they would like to have a fair chance of saying what goes on.
Tax is going to hurt everybody, that's for sure.
They're actually saying that the gas tax may go up as high as 73 cents a gallon.
It can.
In January.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's what they're working on now. And really and truly, the Democrats, yes, the people that are Democrats, of course they want what we want. We all want that. People want a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
The issue is the people that are in office are not allowing that to happen. And that's on both sides of the aisle, sadly enough.
No, I agree on that. And the fact is that it does need to be changed, and this battle needs to be fought. And I think that it needs a rallying point, and maybe this gas tax will be the rallying point, because if that diesel goes up like that, the cost for people, the people that are not rich, the people that are middle class, the people lower middle class that are working two jobs, all of a sudden everything that they try to buy goes up $2 or $3. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before it catches up. Anyway.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great week.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break now here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, since we've been in Reading, where do we go to a jeweler of choice? New owners but that have been in the family for since our good friend started Four Winds Jewelry.
That's right. Leonard.
Leonard at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're a full-service jewelry store right here in Reading.
Guess where I'm going.
Well, you know what?
Guess
it's a great buy. I have watches. Right now I need batteries to be replaced. So I know
I'm going for a little bauble.
Don't tell anybody.
I'm just letting people know that this is the place I go to.
This is it.
You can't find a better place. And I'm going to have breakfast with Leonard here in a week or so, catch up on where he's going. Because he's just a wild man out there now.
Well, let's take a break
here.
Four
Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. they were ready for a place to call their own. But as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strang's recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 458732.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The classic Christmas story for over 150 years comes to the Riverfront Playhouse. Our Yuletide offering this season is Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, adapted by Brian Way, directed by Tom Kirschman, beginning November 11th and every weekend through December 9th. Reserve your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org. The Christmas Carol. See it at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1450.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at KCNR1460 today, November the 27th. 48 degrees going up to 60 today. Looks like it's clearing off. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Home Helpers, whether it's a short-term or long-term, in-home, quality, compassionate care. You're not going to find any better than Home Helpers. They are the best. I couldn't even think of letting anybody else in my house to take care of Linda or loved ones. Then it would be Home Helpers. Give Sharon Clark a call, 226-8350. Absolutely, she is the one to call. You know what? A lot of things going on. You know, we start talking about moments of rage that people have. You forget sometimes when we're in a small town, and we talk about the homeless, right? We talk about homeless. Guess what? Homeless and addicts and all this. The same problems that we have here in Reading, I guarantee you, they're having them everywhere. We go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, right? Lots of money down there. They have, every time you turn around, they're putting a new building up. Even their movie industry is exploding down mm-hmm. there. So you've got Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I'm talking to my son. He's U.S. Marshal, and he's on that warrants list where they go after the really bad guys. And then of course my daughter, who's a nurse, so she's tuned into the community, and they say, no, Dad, you guys have got it good if it's only like that. They're talking, hundreds of people, and then they're bringing in new housing for more. Then you go down to Sacramento, and the Sacramento Bee is saying we need more housing for the homeless, and so more and more people are coming down there, so that literally everywhere you go, you're seeing it. So, we get upset about the way it is here in Reading, but we have traveled now over the last, from Alaska through British Columbia, through Oregon, through Washington, and all we have seen from people is when they talk about it is the problem with the homeless,
right,
and transients. So where did all these people come from, Bob, Linda? This has all happened in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Well,
it wasn't
there's been
like
federal
this
funding,
10 years ago.
Federal funding was cut. This is kind of what I think right away. There used to be homes that would take people that were mentally, that had mental disorders, or what's the word, mentally challenged, or were on drugs, and they would take them into a home, clean them up, and get them rehabilitated. We have cut funds, so we don't have that now.
So there's a lot more. Okay, and
we
they're
had
staying
facilities
there.
Where people yeah. who were a danger to themselves or to society could be, unfortunately, yeah. warehoused in some cases, but get treatment.
But that was, you know, Reagan ended that a long time ago. So when you get into it now, so you've got the Good News Rescue Mission. And by the way, Good News Rescue Mission, for $25, you can help like 15 people have a Christmas dinner. Over there, you know, we're going to donate to this. You know, Jonathan Anderson, those guys do a good job, and they're fighting the problem just like everybody else is. They're trying to get people on the road to recovery, but everywhere you're looking now, and this just really exploded. Though, I mean, I'm talking everywhere since we've lived here. So it's, you know, and it didn't happen the first year we were here. So it's got to be in the last 5 or 6 years during the Obama administration. And you can't blame this on the Obama administration, though you'd like to. But where did all these people come from? All of a sudden, was it just the opposite? So much more money was put into social programs because the economy tanked. The economy tanked, so people lost their homes. They lost all these things. So you had this vast surge of people that couldn't get jobs on the roads. And then all this money was put out there to try to save them. Remember, unemployment benefits were extended for, you know, 18 months, 2 years. And then now the economy is picking up, and they can't find people to work, yet we still have the same amount of people, if not more, wanting more from the government.
And where is that line drawn between helping someone who needs help, a hand up, to when did we go from a hand up society to a hand out society?
Yeah, you know what? It's got to have been... In the last, you know what, I will say this, it's been in the last 7 years because the banks tanked, everything tanked. You know what I mean? People are losing their homes, their houses went from $600,000 to be worth $200,000. They couldn't sell them, they had to walk away. People that were big in real estate and all these just lost everything. Now, are they on the streets? No. But they lost so much. But people that in the smaller groups that had jobs, that these jobs just went away. Homeless people, you know, families, so that they're struggling right now. So, so all that money was pushed out to try and help people. Well, now the economy's picking up, the lowest unemployment, though I always believe the unemployment numbers they give us are specious anyway. I don't care if you're Republican or a Democrat, but the economy is a lot better. There are more people being hired. You talk to anybody around here that's trying to hire people, and it's very difficult to find them that can, one, pass drug test, or two, want to work. And no, not in every case, but it's difficult for them. So here we are in the situation, but it's all over the United States. So how do you get your arms around this?
How do we get back to a majority of people being self-sufficient? Because right now that is not the case.
Where a majority of people pay taxes. And why do they pay taxes? Because they have jobs. And how do they have jobs? Because we need to grow jobs. So how do you do that? Well, right here, look. I guess we are kind of like a microcosm. We have something called Stillwater right here that should have been, you know, under 10 years ago or 15 years ago, whenever they were thinking about this, shovel ready. Well, here we are. Here we are. We have, it's the only thing on it is cows. And frankly, you know, I'd put goats on it too, because goats will eat the things the cows don't. So there's still nothing there. So what do you do? I mean, even the ones that bought there can't build there now. This is, you know, this situation. But then you look down here, you look right down the street at the Knott Brothers, K2. You're looking right back here. McConnell and K2 are putting together, taking this out, this dilapidated parking structure we have, and are going to put a building there. So now what are they going to do for parking? So that's got to be addressed. You've got the building right behind us that's going to be redone by the McConnell Foundation. You know, he's looking at the McConnell Foundation, and people are, it's McConnell Foundation. Well, I tell you what, they're rebuilding, helping to rebuild downtown here. And once downtown gets strong, it can, you know, it will strengthen other things out here.
Yeah, I would point to one thing, the social engineering that we are starting to see specifically Placer Street, Placer Road.
Mm. Yeah, what the heck's going on there?
Well, it's designed to make it as uncomfortable as possible to be in your car and to encourage bicycles.
Well,
have you noted that? It's a bottleneck.
I saw also a letter written by somebody that said, you know, Reading needs to be much more friendly to bicycles. And I'm thinking, I said, gosh, you know, you must have just moved here. Because all the new roads we put on, Pine Street and down here on California Street and all these, where they've taken lanes and made them into bike-friendly places, and now you're changing Placer. I mean,
shopping cart occupancy
well,
lanes.
Well, yes, the shop cart. That's true. But you know, they are doing that. It's just amazing. And now it's just the number of things are happening. And now they're starting a petition on whether we should have marijuana sold in Shasta County.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a minute. But breaking news, the Department of Veterans Affairs failed to report 90% of potentially dangerous medical providers in recent years to a national database designed to prevent them from crossing state lines and endangering patients elsewhere, according to the Government Accountability Office.
Oh.
The watchdog's conclusions in the report to be released today confirms findings of a recent USA Today investigation that found the VA has for years concealed medical mistakes and misconducted by healthcare workers. In response to that story published in October, the VA vowed to overhaul its policies for reporting clinicians to authorities. The GAO also found that VA officials didn't report any of the problem clinicians to state medical boards that could have yanked their licenses. The findings are based on a sampling of 5 VA hospitals where only 9 healthcare workers warranted reporting since 2014. But if those findings hold true across all of the VA's roughly 150 hospitals, potentially hundreds of medical providers weren't reported.
Okay, so what they're saying is that people that were found to be making mistakes or just substandard performance, they left the VA. The VA did not report them, so they were allowed to go someplace else and practice, maybe even to another VA.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's breaking news.
That's breaking news. It's a good thing we have a great clinic here. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Gosh, you know what? Before we left, we went into there was an advanced pistol class and a tactical rifle class that was taught by Northern Firearms Instruction. That it offers something that there's very few other firearms instruction companies do. I mean, you're talking about you're talking about a number of instructors and a class size. You've always got a lot of people there to help, especially in your advanced tactics. Plus, their regular CCW classes, there's always one instructor per every 3 shooters at least, which is the very minimum when you're out there, when you're working with people that are not real familiar with firearms. Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out their website, usgunpro.com. It's 8:30, Monday, 27th. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you.
Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
We don't need no education.
Boom. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Monday. It's after the long week. Long weekend. Good morning, everybody. 27 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock here with Carl Lindebaugh, November the 27th, 48 degrees, going up to 60 today. Looks like it's clearing up outside, though we'll get some rain a little bit later on this week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-2793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Nothing better, a veteran-owned barbershop that gives you the best haircuts in the world.
Do you ever think about putting gel in your hair?
No.
Why not?
Well, because then the dog wants to lick it off.
Did
you say gel or jelly?
No, I just want to know if you ever feel like you're too old that you shouldn't wear gel in your hair.
I'm not too old for anything.
Then
like
why
that.
Don't you put gel in your hair?
Messes up the inside of your head.
Well, because I tell you why, gel, I do. It's called butch wax. I put it in there, but my hair goes straight up like for 2 inches.
I love it.
You do that, you look like Billy Idol.
You know what?
Your grandson puts gel in the front of his. It's so cute. He's got a buzz cut, but he's got the little tiny. He gels the front of his. He's like 11. He's adorable.
You want me to gel
my
hair like
that?
Yes, I do. You want me to gel the front part of my hair so it sticks up like that? Is that what you want, really?
For Christmas, yes.
For Christmas? Okay, you got it. You know what?
Carl's going to gel his hair.
I may go into the pompadour where I'm going to let the hair on my head grow long and then shave the sides so it's just got that, the pompadour goes straight back, and then I'll gel it.
Do you want to hear about top sellers in toys and games? Do you want to share that in the electronics?
What are kids going to be unwrapping this year?
Okay, this is hilarious. I am so out of it. I have no idea. There's three things on here I get. Number one, this is the number one thing that sold, exploding kittens. A card game about kittens and explosions and sometimes goats.
You know what? I don't understand this. If you said on, hey, we're going to have a game about exploding kittens.
And goats.
Can you imagine sitting around the table and they say, what's going to be the big seller for this year? Hey, we've got this really good idea for a card game where kittens explode. I'm not sure that
Bob,
would go.
Do you know about this?
I'm not sure about this.
I do know about this.
Because Bob's got the game.
Do you play it?
We've actually never taken down. Somebody gave it to us as a gag gift,
okay.
I think. The game basically is like a hot potato or any number. It's the theme is that hidden in the deck are four cards that knock you out.
Okay.
But you have defensive cards that you can play as well. And the cards are on various wild themes. But it's a strategy game. Do you spend your cards now or do you hold off? And if you get the kill card, which is the kitten card.
The exploding kitten.
Yeah, yeah. can you deflect it or maybe pass it off to somebody else? So it's just basically a strategy game.
All right.
Got it.
Okay.
What a sick theme.
Okay, what do you meme? Okay, now for some people, like, what is a meme?
Well, those memes are those things that you have photographs with funny scenes
Facebook
on.
Facebook,
right.
And on the internet, when you can click on the happy face or the lips or the fingers or whatever, right? That's a meme.
Well, a meme is
that
not
a meme?
No, well, that could be part of them. A meme is something like a photograph, and it's got like it could be a photograph of Game of Thrones, but it's got a funny scene on it.
Okay.
So meme, those are memes.
According to the dictionary, an element of a culture or system of behavior that is passed from one individual to another, mostly through imitation. So it is a viral saying,
okay,
or a concept that catches the pet rock, for instance.
Okay.
Yeah. Pet rock, okay. Yeah.
Well, this is number two. It's called What Do You Meme? Adult Party Game, sold for $29.99. Number three, LOL Surprise Doll Series.
Again.
It's a three-pack. I don't know what $27.99.
Here's my favorite. Cards Against Humanity.
Well, that's supposed to be, I've heard about this game. It's supposed to be hilarious. $25.
I still want to know, how do you sell exploding kittens at a meeting?
It's a card game.
Got it.
Okay, so let's go down. Number 20, Yeti in My Spaghetti. I'm sorry.
A what? A Yeti in My Spaghetti.
In My Spaghetti. That's number 20. And number 19, hey, Legos is still in there and Play-Doh is still in there. So, okay, now let's go into bestsellers in electronics. Number one was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, streaming media player, $24.99.
Fire TV Stick. Now you can you can plug it into your smart TV.
It's basically a streaming video device. Usually, it looks like a really large USB drive, thumb drive.
Yeah.
So it plugs it. Sometimes it can be in the form of a small box, like the Apple TV.
Yeah.
Or the Roku box.
Right.
It plugs into your set, usually in the HDMI connection, the high-definition connection, connects to the Internet, and then that's how content from Netflix, in this case Amazon, and other video services, is streamed into your set wirelessly.
So we've already got that, so it goes in wirelessly. But what else can it do? Can it take it off this thing? Can it take it off your computer?
In certain cases, you can connect. Say, if you have a Fire tablet, you can connect to the Fire Stick and stream content.
All right. Now, I know people that have this because for teaching classes, they'll take it in like that.
Apple does the same thing with AirPlay.
Okay. The variety of things. What is the hottest? Okay, that's the hottest electronic gift right now,
right,
is that Fire Stick. What about the new? I mean, the new phones. I saw something in here. It said
the Galaxy Note 8 is a hot phone.
Best
electronics. We're looking at that. What
AirPods?
Echo Dots. What are Echo Dots?
The Echo Dot is a small connected speaker. It is the latest iteration of Amazon's popular Alexa. Now, when they first put the Amazon Echo on the market, it was really introduced kind of quietly, and a lot of people were going, okay, so what is this thing? What can I do with it? It was a runaway hit. Amazon had this huge hit on their hand, and all the other tech manufacturers were absolutely caught flat-footed. Now, Google, interestingly enough, is starting to catch up with the Google Home series of speakers. But an Echo Dot is just a very small Amazon-connected speaker. And some people say, I don't want a microphone in my house. We talked about this over the weekend. It is not recording every word you say until you wake it up. It is a voice-activated system. We aren't quite to Jarvis of the Iron Man movies, but we are heading in that direction. It's a vocal assistant.
Well, so that there you go. You've got your all-new Fire 7 tablet with Alexa. That's $29. All new HD 8 tablet with Alexa. All new 7 tablet with Alexa. All new Fire HD 10 tablet. Those are all $99, $29, $49. The most expensive on this list is the Echo Show in black, $179.99.
The Fire tablet, I would call my desert island technology. If I had to pick one piece of technology that I could keep working to take to a desert island, I would make it a Fire tablet because it is a very versatile. It's an e-reader. It plays music. You can watch movies on it. Yes, you're in the Amazon ecosystem, but if you've already got a Prime membership, you're set.
You're set. Okay, and we have that. Okay, so wait a minute. What's an e-reader?
An e-reader is, of course, rather than packing. Now, I still love paper books, I'll tell you. But
okay.
When I'm traveling,
I see what you did, electronic reader. Okay.
When I'm traveling, I pack a lot of books onto my Kindle or now onto my small Samsung tablet. And they're very good for traveling. It keeps track of where you left off. And what's neat about that is I've got the same the Kindle, the Amazon e-reader on both my phone and on my tablet. I'll be reading on one, switch to the other, and it keeps up.
Hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
So the e-reader, so if you've got Amazon Prime, which we do.
Yeah.
So we can download, I guess there's like thousands of books we can download.
Yeah.
But you can also buy books, too.
Yes, you can buy books directly. You can get Amazon Unlimited. You can get Reader Unlimited, which opens up another million or so books that you can download for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
On your cameras, bestseller in cameras and photos, GoPro Hero 5 lineup, Fujifilm Instax Mini Instant Film Twin Pack.
Interestingly enough, one-shot printed out on the spot cameras are making a comeback for
like,
obvious reasons.
Like Polaroid used to do.
Yeah, they're like the Polaroid,
yeah.
Right?
Who wants to wait?
There are companies now that are using the Polaroid system. They bought the patents, and you can actually get now. In fact, right across the street at Crown, you can get packs to bring your One Step or your SX20 back to life. Talk about going back to the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Back to the future.
Okay,
yeah.
Fuji Instamax Mini 9 Instant Camera, 5430. That was like number 4 on the list. Video games. 1 year PlayStation Plus membership, $39.99 digital code. Xbox One S500GB console, $189.
Didn't they used to be like $500 or something
like
that?
Yeah, most consoles come in at about the $500 price point, much more capable than they used to be. In fact, the Department of Defense took a whole bunch of Xboxes, wired them together, and made a supercomputer.
Wow.
That's how powerful those things are.
Bestseller in books. Number 1, Wonder.
I'm not familiar with that.
Giraffes
one.
Can't Dance, number 2.
I knew that.
Number 3, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Number 4, The Instant Pot. Number 5, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. And number 6, The Pout Pout Fish. Harry Potter, Leonardo.
I'm sure it has something to do with exploding cats. Okay, here we're going to take a
Wait. Bestsellers in clothing, shoes, and jewelry. Wranglers, Authentics, Men's, Classic, Regular Fit, Jean. Number 1, $13.99.
Where are they finding that?
Number 2, Tommy Hilfiger's men's packable down jacket, $50. Number 3, Levi men's 505 regular fit jean, $20.99. Number 4, Tommy Hilfiger men's isolated mid-length, whatever that means. Insulated mid-length, $67.99. Carhartt men's acrylic watch hat, handmade blocking genuine leather bifold, and Adidas. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. You know, we talk about security and keeping your house safe, how we have in our neighborhood the Neighborhood Watch, which are just out there all the time, and the Chestnut Street Girls Gang, which is out there a lot. But a lot of times you've got things that happen in your business and you need help, and the police aren't going to be there. They don't have time to come in because somebody is making a fool of themselves in your store. North State Security is ready for that. Sign up with their program. They'll have somebody there in 8 minutes. To help take care of any problems you have. Plus, how about driving by your house during the Christmas season here? Maybe you're going to be doing some traveling. Wouldn't it be nice to have North State Security, who's been in the business for over 50 years, there? North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They're the ones to call. We'll be right back.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency. And with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Haven Humane on here. Mark Story talking about the things that are going on for this last year and what's going to happen next year with Haven Humane. We're going to that no-kill animal shelter. It's going to be great. Plus, a couple other things happening. Friday, Doug Lamoff will be with us. If they're back because of the battles they're having back, of course, in the East Coast and Congress. A week from Thursday.
Gosh.
A week from Thursday.
Yeah, December 7th.
Christmas
and we'll be in Elements Lounge this time. I think 6:30 to 8:30. They've changed the location because it's Wind River's big holiday party. And we'll be Ladybot and the Bluebirds. And then also I'm at the View Sunday.
Yeah.
For brunch. No, Sunday night,
Sunday
actually.
Night. This Sunday night.
Right. Gosh, can you believe that? This is flying by. And then December 17th at the Cascade, Miracle on 34th Street.
That, you know what, Miracle, what the Cascade does.
It's a great film series.
Yeah, they bring the film in. And I, you know what, last year it was It's a Wonderful Life. And people,
loved
the place
it.
Was filled, and people just, not a sound. They just, it's something about seeing these classics on the big screen.
Right. So my group will be in the lobby. It's going to be a fun night. They're going to do the sweater contest, you know, the ugly sweater contest and all kinds of fun things. It's really fun. We did this last year. It's a blast. So we're going to be doing our Christmas music in the lobby before the movie begins, which will be so much fun. And that's the 17th. So come for that night as well. So we have three really fun things. And we also are going to be performing at the Republican Women's Tea, which will be Saturday, December 2nd. So we have a full, entertainment for December happy. Somebody just changed a volume button for me because it just went up and I loved it.
I can't think of
somebody anything. Didn't move just something for me.
No, we've been sitting here wiggling.
I know, about, no, yeah, it just no. like just hey, moved my sound up and I can hear it more clearly.
I'll be darned. Hey, maybe we finally woke up here and pushed the right button. Mm. I'm not sure. Hey, there is a former Medal of Honor, a Medal of Honor recipient and a former Navy pilot passed away last Monday at age 93. His name was Thomas Hudner. Thomas Hudner became famous because during the Korean War, he was the wingman of a gentleman by the name of Ensign Jesse Brown. And Brown's plane was shot down behind enemy lines in South Korea. Hudner crash-landed his own plane on a mountainside near Brown's plane and rushed to the rescue. Now, you figure this. This guy crashed his own plane so he could rescue his wingman. And okay, now that right there is heroic. And even though that when he got to him, but the pilot, Jesse, was trapped in his aircraft. And he couldn't get him out, he was coming under fire, and Brown literally just died in his arms. And Hudner escaped, was picked up by a helicopter, and they got out of there. Why was this? I mean, this was heroic, but there was also something else to this. Jesse Brown, Ensign, was the Navy's first black aviator. And they had become friends, and there had been talk of how whites or blacks would not try to rescue each other. You remember what Truman did when he integrated the armed forces. And there was a lot of problems. But, of course, the military worked it out. And so that when you look at it, that the military is probably one of the most, equality-based organizations in the world, our American military. But this man risked his life for a fellow aviator, even though it made no difference whether he was black, white, brown, green, or whatever. But Hudner went down there, and he didn't care. He went down. This was his friend. They had flown together, and when he got shot down, even though they'd been told, no, you don't go down and crash your plane. I can't imagine giving that order. Hey, by the way, if your wingman's shot, I don't want you to crash your plane next to him so you can try to rescue him. I can't imagine that order, even though they said that they've been told not to do that. He went down. He tried it. He literally was there for the man when he died. He himself was rescued and later on received the Medal of Honor for this. It made no difference to him whether he was black or white, and it doesn't make any difference. And this is one of the things about the military that is so enlightening. It doesn't make any difference if you're a Native American, if you're Asian, if of Asian ancestry or African American ancestry or Irish or Spanish. You've got them all in one. You've got them all in one squad, all in one platoon, and you guys are fighting together. You're fighting together, you're serving together, and when you leave, you're immigrants. So it's funny that though what he did was heroic in itself, the big thing was because the other man was of a different race. And I find it interesting today how that was such a big thing back then. All right. The other thing is, before you get into your last part here, is the city of Cincinnati is in deep trouble because of the Bengals. The Bengals said they were going to move years ago. So what Cincinnati did is they voted wholeheartedly for this half-cent sales tax to build them a new stadium, a $267 million stadium. But by the time overrides went into it, it was $450 million that you're trying to pay off. But here's the big thing. They also are paying the upkeep on the stadium, like $7 million for a new scoreboard, $3 million for Wi-Fi, all these things that Cincinnati is trying to pay. And now Cincinnati is in deep trouble because the state's cut off. Everybody's in trouble with financial reasons. And so they're getting a lot of money cut off from them. So a big part of their county's budget is going in there. They were supposed to be getting $77 million you know, from the new stadium and all this, you know, from taxes and all the people. They're making, but they're not making that money. And meanwhile, the Bengals have gone from being worth $187 million to well over $1 billion in this time frame. And the owners are still getting these tax breaks. And this is one of the things that, that the Republicans and, that, well, I think all of Congress and the president's looking at is why are these billionaire owners and these teams that are worth in the billions, why are they still getting these tax breaks over? And why are people, the taxpayers, buying these stadiums, paying for these stadiums? Somebody needs to explain that one to me. Hey, gee, we'd like to start a new new radio station. So, hey, let's just have the government give us tax breaks on all these things as we open up a new station.
Someplace. I believe that's called NPR.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I wonder if we can.
I don't know.
Since you're a veteran-owned radio station.
Well, you know what? No. You know what I found out? No. You know what? They talk big in the state of California. God bless you. Oh, no. We want you to start that business. Well, not so fast. Yeah, we do. We want you to start it, but then we don't want you to finish it.
We want to sink our fangs into your throat and drain your lifeblood in the process.
Yeah, I eventually will finish paying off that one, you know, maybe in the next 10 years. Who knows? Anyway, all these things going on, we are so glad to be back here, aren't we?
Yeah, we're glad to be back in the saddle for this holiday season. So, you know, gosh, we want you to be active in the chat pack and want you to call in. We're going to start something here, probably where we take a 30-minute segment per day and let you rant. We've got to let you speak your mind. What did you see on Placer? How was your experience in a store? What do you think of this business? You got to get it out. Sometimes people just don't write things down like they used to, or letters to the editor. We don't have that for the search like what you used to.
How about Thursday? How about Thursday will be Get It Off Your Chest Thursday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. What do you think? I like that. Okay, this Thursday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, you get 2 minutes.
Trish will be here.
You get 2 minutes to vent on anything you want.
Mark your
the
calendar.
The only thing that we're going to do is if you use words that shouldn't go across the air, is we'll beep you a few times. But anything that you want, anything that's got you upset, and you know what? It can go back years. I didn't like it when Obama was elected. And then go off. That's fine. How about that? Rant Thursday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. You hear it on the 30th of November, the last day in November. What do you think, Bob?
It's worth a try.
It's worth a try.
Worth a try? I mean, you're not going to participate? I'll start it off.
I'm sitting here.
You are going to participate. I'm going to start it off probably with something that just really irritates me. Well, I won't. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against
the bad
guys.
Start it off with a positive attitude, a positive day.
It's still there. It is still there. Tomorrow, again, Abe and Humane will be joining us, plus other surprise guests for this week. And again, LaMoffa on Friday. Remember, Rant Thursday, this Thursday.
And the news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Look for them at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After offering online deals for days, retailers are rolling out even more promotions for Cyber Monday, hoping to keep people buying things on their smartphones and computers. Britt Beamer has some advice. He is chairman of America's Research Group and says this is what you might want to look for in an online retailer.
They offer free delivery. I think that'd be the first thing. Secondly, you want to make sure whoever you're buying from will accept returns, because sometimes you'll buy that pink sweater for your aunt when it gets there. It's not quite so pink. And you're